You're listening to Gotcha, You're It, with Dr. Nothing and Sid Yiddish.
Well, here's something that one of them, who hasn't spoken to me for a couple of days, told me they're very busy. That's what they told me.
That's something I tell a lot of people.
Yeah, you're different. Sure. Another one was explaining to me the whole, investing thing. Like, I didn't really want to hear it today, but I just let it talking all about blockchaining. I'm thinking, oh boy, like, I really want to hear this stuff. You know how I feel about blockchaining. You know how I feel about investing, and you know how I feel about crypto.
Well, those are all red flags. I mean,
super red flags. And then when they send me photos that aren't even them, and then they claim that their photos are stolen.
Do you have cat pictures, or is this the main one you're dealing with now?
Well, one, I'm dealing with technically about four of them right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But one of them, they're all Asian. All of them.
Okay.
Go figure.
Do they all come in the U.S.? They're close to you?
One's in Boston, one's in L.A. I forget this one I'm talking to now. I forget where she's from.
This is where they say they're from.
Yeah. All right. Well, I forget where the other two are from. Well, one's from, supposedly from Toronto, the one who says she gets her photos are stolen. Sure.
Yeah, it's everything is.
It's like it says here, here's what she said. It said, here's why, and I showed the two photos, and it says, totally different person. She said, you know why my picture is on this? I said, well, that's not you. She said, don't you believe that someone would steal my photos? So I seldom post my photos on Facebook, because I know a girl must protect her privacy. And I said, anything is possible. Oh, now she's typing again. So, see, this one, here's what she did. She sent me this photo, and I asked her for a front. And she said, look here. And it wasn't like it was like a graphic. And I said, then she's like, how about we play a question and answer session? I said, oh, come on, please don't tease me. She never did. Why do you say that? Show me your front. It was kind of like back in the few years back when Asian women thought they were cool by taking their photos with famous artworks, just stupid stuff like that. I just saw it a lot. I saw it a lot on Facebook. I saw it on dating apps. It's just incredible. Oh my God. All asking the same question, too. It's kind of funny. It's like, where is your wife and children? Oh, my God. They asked me what industry my parents were engaged in. I'm saying, my parents are dead. it's not something I'm happy to say, Jason, to be honest with you.
I got an idea of how we could approach this since you got four of them online.
Yeah.
Let's try a sample and see how. Now, pick one that's like online right now. Send them the site.
Yeah.
And if they get a big fuss about clicking on it, then that kind of implies that this is a large network that's organized.
Okay, well, here, so this one who, sent me the backside of her, and I'm showing her these photos. Now she says, so I am very frustrated now because my photos are questioned by you.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that they're, I don't think she's real.
Yeah.
I knew she was. So what should I say? So what should I say to her about this, about that clicking on that thing?
No, this is the one that already told you that you're already questioning her, so she should expect a checksum coming her way. And this should be it. You'd be able to, now, did she say that she lives somewhere in the U.S.?
No, she lives in supposedly Toronto, Canada. That's what she says.
Well, it's close enough for her to be reaching out to you in this capacity. If we find her in another country, then we know that she's up to no good. Or she's working for a syndicate that's up to no good. These people could be slaves for all we know.
Well,
Where they're handled by these handlers that are making all the money, and they're depending on this.
that's it's not my fault that it's not my fault that I found those things. So it's like,
No, but this is just a common idea of what might actually be going on. So they could basically, since there's so many catfishers on there, and it looks like from my research based on the show alone that they're connected to, in some way, tells me that the reason why they got so much dedication into this is because they're basically have to answer to their slave masters, so to speak.
I'm not confused, but I want to see if this one is I mean, she claims these photos are stolen. I know they're not.
Yeah, you already did the Google Lens on that, but you pay attention to the dates of when they were first published. I think what does better with that is TinEye. TinEye will tell you the first time those images were posted and where, and what, the actual website, you can search on it and see what the actual website is. Have you tried that with the pen? No,
No, I just did a Google Lens was great because Google Lens, I guess I could do TinEye, but that's pretty silly right now. TinEye won't, she won't be on TinEye most likely.
exact matches on Google, because that's what TinEye actually looks for, is only exact matches.
Yeah, that was Google, and two came up, Jason.
Yeah, do you? I believe you. Do you want to send me one of those images?
No, I'm gonna do it right now, okay? I'm gonna do this right now because the one should be this one. Yep. Okay. Let's see what happens here.
Google Lens is good, but TinEye is good for fun.
Well, tonight's taking forever here, so
Oh yeah, it's
it says no matches.
all right. So that's not gonna work. Is this the same person you're in touch with at the moment?
Yeah,
Okay.
I'll tell you what's going on. I'll tell you what's probably going on. They're probably talking to their bosses or something.
They're training us too, most likely, to use the same methodologies. And they may even have a profile on you where they'll start reaching out to you if they know we're doing a podcast or some efforts to.
Well, she doesn't know anything. The one that's really I've been really in touch with, the one from Boston, she's been pretty fair. I mean, she's been nice to me. She's been good to me, and she's not trying to she's actually been telling me about stuff that's going on at work and stuff. So it's kind of cool what they're doing.
Okay.
So I think I actually have some, I think I actually have a friend of some type.
That's good. After.
The other one I think is too. The other one who disappeared for like 2 days and told me she said I said I qu questioned a bunch of things she said I said or is oh is it just about because I don't want to talk about investing and boom that just like woke her up. She said no I am very busy and then went left me back. So I thought okay fine.
So you got two potentials and two catfishers. Now, is that a positive hit? Is that name match who you're talking to?
That's not the name. I'm talking to. Supposedly
Is this person around 69? It's a female. Born
69?
54.
No, not even. They're allegedly in their 20s.
Oh, wow. Can I send you this this report? Now, did she give you a name?
There's definitely two different names when I came up with a Telegram.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Did she give you her contact on Telegram?
She gave me two of them. I'm looking at the names here.
Yeah, I wonder who has two accounts on Telegram. Usually you just have one account. That's unusual.
Yeah, weird.
How do you
They're
think?
very southern names, I can tell you that.
How did you get that number from the description from the email?
Well, that's what shows on their number.
When they called you on the on your phone and stuff?
No, they didn't call me on my phone. That's what shows on their Telegram number. That's how I got it.
Oh, so they registered that number to their Telegram,
Yeah.
to their number. So this is somebody. So this person, this connection you make, this is a real catfisher. This is somebody who claims to be somebody else at a different age, and we happen to get their real name and address and all that good stuff.
Should I give them the number of, well, they haven't done anything like erased everything. I don't want to keep having to keep taking screenshots.
No, don't worry about that. I want to know where they say they are, where they say they live.
They have said Montreal, Canada.
Ooh, okay, and they're actually in Georgia. So what we could do to confirm that is get her to click on that link, and I'll be able to
Okay.
tell whether she's in Canada or Georgia. If she's on
Probably.
Georgia, we might get our first online catch in the mouth, case where we get
Okay.
them to
Well,
squirrel away.
well, what do I need to say to her? Or it, or him, or
Right.
whatever it
Yeah,
is.
we don't know who it is. It is a female name. So what I would say is, can you do me a favor and click on my website to get to know. I'm trying
Okay.
to think. What does she not know about you? That would be interesting for her, hypothetically.
Well, I mean, she's already talked about that whole thing about blockchains and stuff, right? Because
All
that could help.
right.
That, I
So.
mean, to me, that was like, to me, I was like, kind of like going, oh. It's like,
All right,
I thought.
tell her that your public key is on that website.
Okay, so if I tell her my public key.
Tell her if she would like your public key that it's
Okay, let me go back. If you'd like my. Oh, they're gone, I think.
They'll pop right back on if they're doing this as part of their slave labor. As soon as they get a
If you'd
response.
like my public key. I don't see her now. She's probably gone.
Well, just wait for a moment and I can explain the next steps. If she says that there's nothing there, you could tell her that your IT person will look into it, which means that we'll find out where she's at.
Okay. If you'd like my public key, please click on my website. Paste. Okay, here we go. Here's the way that whole thing led, and I'm gonna read some of it to you. I said, yeah, I didn't believe that photo from the beginning because she sent me other photos. And she said, I said, so, well, I don't like being fooled either. So she says, we've been treating each other with sincerity from the beginning. How could we be fooled? Sincerity has laid the foundation for our friendship to become more and more profound. Don't you feel it? I said, the photo you sent me, though, isn't you. So why do you think so? I know so. It doesn't look like you. Why does it look different? Where does it look different? Here's why. And then I sent her the two photos. She said, You know why my picture is on this? I said, that's not you. So don't you believe that someone would steal my photos?
Okay, so this is a classic case of being obvious that she's fake. The pictures she sent you, were they African American or?
No.
Okay,
Asian.
they were young ones.
Asian.
Asian, okay.
She's using Asian photos. So, in
Okay.
fact, if I go, wait. If I go, let's see here. Let me see.
I have that hard to believe that that's her real phone number because when you go on to Telegram, the only way to get an account is to verify with that phone number that you are who you say you are, and that secures and validates the account.
Yeah, well, let's see if she, as they say, let's see if she bites.
We'll wait on that. I did find a bankruptcy on her file from 2006.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that could be anything, and that was more
Well,
than almost 20 years ago. So.
the other one, well, okay. So this other one, there's one, the one in Boston, I do not want to go after because I'm pretty sure. I know for sure she's real.
Okay.
They stayed on with me last night till close to midnight.
Oh, okay.
So
Well,
they're not.
we're getting close to that anyways. What time?
No, they went to bed about 1:00. They went to bed about midnight last night. So.
Okay. All right, it's 11:42 p.m., so it's almost midnight their time.
No. When I was off at midnight, 12 o'clock here,
Yeah.
she was done. So it was 1 o'clock there.
Yeah, okay, so she'd normally be up later then. Maybe take an exception
Yep.
tonight.
Well, it should be 64.
Yeah,
It's not
so do
20
we.
something.
So the only match that might be with this person is an accountant for a home protection insurance company. That's all I could find on this person. It is a match with this. It's a person that's with that name in California actually, instead of Georgia. So we haven't really found this person in California or Georgia or both, which I want to.
Listen, I just got asked by another one.
Yeah.
They asked me, what plans do you have for the future? And I said, plans for the future? You mean tomorrow? The future refers to within 10 years. And I said, is this a job interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when they ask this stuff. I absolutely hate it. Yeah, this one. Okay, so this one is the one. I found the one that I was looking for. Okay, so one where we made the connection. This is ironic. Where we made the connection. So this one, I met her through the irony. Is a guy by the name of. I'm certain you've heard this guy's name. So we may. Can I mention her name? What her name? She goes by.
Yeah,
Facebook.
given that it's not a real name, sure.
Yeah, she calls herself Coco, COCO, Chen, CHEN, and we're mutual friends with Gene Hackman, which is hilarious, as you well know.
You got
And Gene Hack,
their profile.
Gene Hackman, Gene Hack, listen, listen, Gene Hackman was actually seen. This is weird because Gene Hackman was in the news because they. New York Post actually posted a video of him just walking down. He's like 94 years old, and it's like, isn't it interesting? All these 94-year-old, 93-year-old, 94-year-old guys are actors are still around, supposedly. Whether these are real or not, I don't know. But because I'm looking at her stuff, and her stuff is full of like. These weight loss things, and it's really interesting. Our weight loss things are food things, and she only gets one hit there or two hits, like two lights, whatever. So it's nobody's like really.
Well, that phone number you gave me, I brought her up
Yeah.
on Instagram,
What's it?
and I got a different picture of her
Yeah, what is it?
from a verified account. I sent it to you in the general discussion.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take a look at it, but
You know, it doesn't look Asian to me. It looks European. You know, the other one that you might be using.
right.
Now, are you able to see what
Yeah. Yep.
the top
It's that one.
one? Yeah.
That's the one.
That helps.
Yeah, well, that's definitely the one I was going to give you.
Okay.
It's not that other person. So how is it that the AA one came up and then this one came up? Well, maybe one's a slave to the other, you know what I mean?
She doesn't look like she's enslaved, but I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. I honestly don't know. One way we're gonna find out. Well, that's interesting because, well, she's definitely not that person. Because I'm looking at her the way she says, "Show me your sexy body." Okay.
Yeah.
So I sent her a photo of me with a. It's a picture of me. I'm gonna remove. Oh, she's back. She's back.
Okay.
She's back. She's back. She's back. Maybe she'll click on it. Maybe she'll click on it.
I'm waiting.
Okay, we'll see. Oh, she's seen it now. Let's see if she clicks on it.
Okay.
Anything yet? Told her. I said, if you'd like my public key, please check, click on. Okay, well, I'll just tell her that. It's my website, but it's down and I'm checking with my IT person.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
There we are. It was long. That's it.
What have you gotten?
Looking up right now.
Okay.
I just got to hit this moment. All right. Okay. Her ISP is Neocom SP Limited, and she's from Cambodia.
Oh, Cambodia.
Yep, that's where she's at.
Okay, I'm gonna pull my photos off
Okay.
from this thing. Hang on, just hang on. Okay. Sweet.
I'll give you
Okay.
a model or exact match for that IP.
Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on, just hang on. Yeah. Yep. Wait, here. Hey, okay, hang on, hang on. That's one place. Where's the other place?
Oh, the other two were 30 minutes ago. Those could not have been her. Just tell her that it's checked out and ask her how the weather in Ybor City, Cambodia, happened to.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that. I'll just say I just checked my website. How about that?
Yeah.
And it seems to be working again.
And say, by the way, how's.
Yeah, I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get there, Anne. What time is it in Cambodia right now? Do you know?
Look
You know what time it is in Cambodia right now?
I'm looking it up. It's 11:14 a.m. It's in the morning.
Okay, it's morning. Okay.
Now, have you ever found her online talking to you like in the or regular that we used to Central Time?
No way. She'll come up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she's probably going back to her boss because now she's not telling me.
Or boss, whoever.
And I know who she is. Should I block her on Facebook too?
Oh, send me her profile if you can.
Well,
The one
the
she.
same damn thing as the photo you sent me. Oh, you mean like her link? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, send me the link.
All right, here, hang on.
And she's not using a proxy or a VPN. So she's still online.
No. It
Okay.
says last seen recently, which I'm certain now that she knows that I know.
Right.
Because she's not responding. She's probably going back to somebody saying, "Well, he knows. What do I do now?" But I mean, there's a couple other ones that I have that I still don't know who the hell they are. Really speaking, there's a lot of people who just click on people they don't know who the hell they're getting.
Oh,
And you and I both know, mutually know people that do this.
yeah.
They don't know who the hell they're getting.
They don't. They're gullible, but it's kind of a different word.
Well, unfortunately, you happen to know a couple of them.
Yeah. Well, we.
They do this all the time. And listen, listen when I say this. I ask people, in really intelligent people that I know. I mean, I'll give an example. A professor of mine at Columbia clicked on someone. You know, they were friends with them. I said, "How do you know this person?" And he said, "Well, I don't know this person." And I thought, "Why the hell do you click on them then? Why do people do that? I want to know."
Well, they want to be real. These are
Well,
stuff is a joke.
I don't know.
Fantasy world in their mind. They want to be real.
Oh yeah, now but now they're gone. So I mean, it's like it's hilarious. They're just like.
Yeah, I think they just dropped you right there. That might be their policy. If they get caught, they just drop everything.
Should I block? But
Position of the.
right now I've got one, two, three, four. I got four on here, and three of them look real. And this obviously the other one wasn't. One just said good night to me,
Okay.
and that's okay.
Yeah.
She seems real, but the other two, one is Chinese for sure. She's got a different kind of face. I do trust her though. I trust her a little bit better than. So you guys get putting the notions in my head like, oh yeah, they're not real. They're just catfishers. No, these I picked. I've got two that aren't.
Okay.
But the one who comes from money, you know, I don't think it's her money. Oh, let me see here. Okay. She's typing now.
She's back.
Yeah, she's back. She's typing now.
This one doesn't move.
She's probably thinking of something to say. Okay.
When it's at a pivotal moment.
Right. I need to, a lot of them, you know, a lot of them also come in through dating, the dating app with Facebook. Pretty interesting to me.
You think you get more reliable people? Same one, same address.
Someone else clicked on it.
The same person clicked on
Okay, well, wait a sec. Here's the. Listen. Just listen to this. Listen to this. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, it's so hot in Cambodia. I really can't stand the terrible weather here. Do you know where I am? I'm in the Sea of Seven Stars. It's just too torturous here. They often beat me with sticks and even electrocute my ass with electric batons. Yesterday, I didn't chat with a customer that held me in handcuffs on a chair to keep me from peeing.
You're kidding me. Take a screenshot of that and send
I will.
So my hunch is right. This is a syndicate, crime syndicate, and this person just
About to
admitted.
send. I'm about to send. You're still typing. Hang on.
Okay.
Where am I sending to? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, listen and listen to this. Listen to listen what it said. She sent me another message. Oh my God, you hit it on the head. That's what she said. But hang on. Oh, wait. Okay, I'm gonna send you this thing. This is her profile, and now I'm gonna send you a photo. Hang on. Hang on. She says, save my good friend. If you transfer 50 U's to me via wallet address to buy a few beers to drink, I will clean my ass and gift it to you. You're my God.
Wow.
Right, what do you think now?
I think she has the opportunity now, to be honest with you.
Okay, I'm sending you another one. Okay. Okay, and blocker.
Yeah.
And what do I do on Facebook? Do I block her on Facebook too?
Only if she tries reaching you on there.
I just want to read this again, okay? It's so hot in Cambodia. I really can't stand the terrible weather here. Do you know where I am? I'm in the Sea of Seven Stars. It's just too torturous here. They often beat me with sticks, don't, and even electrocute my ass with electric batons. Yesterday, I didn't chat with a customer. They held me in handcuffs on a chair to keep me from peeing. Save my good friend. If you transfer 50 U to me via wallet address to buy a few beers to drink, I will clean my ass and gift it to you. You're my God.
Oh,
Oh my God. Oh my. Should I say, is there anything else you want to tell me, honey? Do you think she actually said, do you think they're actually doing that to her?
they could be, yeah, but she's saying it in a context where it's not very believable. But knowing where she's from and that she has to resort to this kind of business, quote unquote, that might be an accurate depiction. So, yeah.
Okay, wait, oh, there are three things, man, she said to me. Okay, there's three more things.
All right.
She said, I need you to lend me $50. I'm under house arrest at the office. I don't have any money and there's no freedom.
Okay, under house arrest. She might be alluding that she's captivated under duress. She's captive. You understand what that word means, captive?
It means kidnapped, right?
Pretty much. And under duress, you know what duress means?
Is that like stress or
Duress
torture?
means that she's forced to do things she'd rather not.
Yeah. Well, I can't give her 50 bucks.
Right. No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that we cut it off at this point with her, just block her. You could say
Okay.
you're it, but that might be insensitive. Because she may be going through a real thing.
Yeah. So should I say that to her or not?
No, don't.
Okay.
That you wish her the best and then block her.
Oh my God. Wow. This is a real one, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've been listening to Gotcha, You're It, a new podcast on dating scams with your hosts, Dr. Nothing and Sid Yiddish.